America weekend. Now, 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 take your clothes off.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Nudism is a subject that we have never tackled before on this show.
Nope.
And now we have the opportunity to do so. Our next guest is the foremost authority on nudism as a lifestyle and clothing optional expert. Her name is Deb Bowen, and it is a pleasure to welcome her to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
This is a very interesting subject, and it's something that you really don't hear discussed a lot in mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because it's taboo or whatever. Tell us a little about how you became involved in the industry, per se.
Well, first of all, I want to say the media is very good at showing nudity.
That's true.
Just not talking about the reality of nudity.
What reality are they missing?
Well, the reality of the nudity part that they miss every time is every time you see sex in the media, nudism in the media, it's generally associated with some kind of sex. It has a sexual implication
mm-hmm.
that makes the general public, who may not have ever tried a nudist lifestyle, be a little more timid about it, feeling that if you're going to be naked, you got to be having sex or leading up to it. And that's just not the reality of the nudist or clothing optional environment, community, or lifestyle.
What is the percentage of people that practice nudism in some way, shape, or form?
I would safely say 75% to 80% of the population.
Now that's interesting that you say that, because we're obviously, when we're in our own little worlds, when we're in our homes and apartments, we are nude. Why has the human body become so taboo, and why are we so hung up about it?
Well, actually, I think the human body is far less taboo than it used to be. If you remember, first of all, America was founded by the Puritans. So that's how it started. Cover from head to toe. We're all very religious. It's a sin to show your body. And then you get to the 20s, where the bathing suits were maybe a little bit higher on the leg. You could show your ankle, and that was fine. And then you get to the 40s, where you've got the thigh-length bathing suits and maybe a little deeper cut. Then you get to the 60s and 70s where the bikini came out. And then as people got used to it, the basis of the nude body became far less a concern than it was. That being said, we have a long way to go, but I do feel that the general population, especially America, is becoming far more comfortable with the nude body. Europeans have had topless beaches and nude beaches in France. There's an entire town in France, Cap d'Og, that is completely nude. The grocery store, the post office, everything.
Wow.
In France, Cap d'Og. Look it up.
Google. I will. I am. I'm writing it down now.
He's writing it down.
So America is just a little bit behind some of the other countries.
So how does this work? You know, someone is like, you know, I'm interested in living in a nudist camp, right? That's what it's called. So,
well, no, first of all, no.
Okay.
A camp gives a negative connotation. A nudist camp sounds like your grandparents from back in the 60s sitting naked around a campfire singing Kumbaya.
Okay.
No.
No kumbaya. Yeah.
No kumbaya.
Got it. Okay.
Now, for example, the resort I work for, Caliente Resort,
right.
Caliente.
Is the nation's most luxurious clothing optional resort.
Okay.
Rivaling those in Vegas and Miami Beach. With full amenities, with the full spa and a full nightclub and fine dining and sports bars and tiki bars. And so it's not a nudist camp, but it is a nudist resort.
A resort.
So has a community of about 500 to 800 permanent residents with facilities from a hotel room to million-dollar homes.
Oh, wow.
When you see people, when they first come to the resort, if it's their first time, how reticent are they in the beginning to actually engage in the lifestyle?
Well, I'll give you a basic breakdown of the average guest across the board. Doesn't matter what age, race, where they're from, doesn't matter. They all come in, and I get to be their tour guide, if I'm lucky enough, because I love doing newbies. So I bring them in, and they're always, first thing they do is go, oh, what happens if we laugh? I tell them laughing might not, you know, giggling is fine, but you're human. All the nudists realize everybody's got a first time. They laughed when they came in the first time. Nobody gets offended. Oh, my God, what if we stare? And I say, well, looking occasionally is fine, but I wouldn't ogle. You know?
It's like the sun. You don't want to stare into it too long.
You don't stare directly into it.
A little quick glance and you turn away.
Use your peripheral.
You don't need anybody burning their retinas out when they come to the resort.
Exactly.
There you go.
Take it slow.
That's right.
So then I tell them, don't worry about it. You don't have to get naked. Let me take you out to the poolside. I'll get you down in a pool lounge chair and bring you your cocktail. Just sit and relax, and I'll come check on you in about an hour. Luckily, at Caliente, we have a beautiful two-story clubhouse with a veranda that overlooks the pool deck. So I always, you know, leave them there, and I go up on the veranda, and I kind of keep an eye. Want to make sure, you know, nobody's too afraid or nothing's going on. Make sure that I like to make sure they're comfortable. Within a few minutes, I see the guy take off his shirt. A few minutes later, the girl takes off her top. You know, a little while later, they may be completely nude. Or in some form of nudity, the woman could be nude with a towel draped across her section.
Okay.
So I always go back over about an hour, and I go, well, it looks like you're fitting in quite well, and I always get the same response in one fashion or another. And that is, you know, when we came here, we were so afraid that we were going to be so shocked that we would not be able to take it. But now that we've been here and we're able to relax and we're enjoying a cocktail, looking at this beautiful scenery with everybody naked around us, we realized that the shock value came when we realized that we weren't as shocked at all. Once you're there, you start feeling overdressed. You start feeling like you're the odd one off. And little by little, pieces come off. And the good thing about a clothing optional resort is you're not required to disrobe in any
fashion.
It's
up to you. Right. Okay.
You know, we encourage you to dress in your own comfort level. If you want to lay in a fur parka at the pool in July in Florida, who am I to tell you not to?
Well, they'd pass out in about 10 minutes, but,
and,
you know,
but it's
exactly
still their choice.
Right. And, you know, I would imagine once you're in the lifestyle and you're used to it, there's nothing that seems unusual. I'm looking at Christina right now, and I'm looking at her nose. What's the difference between that and me being at Caliente and seeing someone who is practicing nudism and seeing some other part of their body? If it's something you see all the time, after a while, it's simply commonplace, right?
It's just the norm.
See?
And that's where people realize, you know what? Not only is it just the norm, but you don't get judged by your appearance like you would, say, at a public beach.
See, I'm thinking at some point, this would be a great idea to do a remote. To take the show on the road, you never know what could happen. This could be quite an interesting opportunity.
Well,
right?
Then consider this an open invitation to come to Caliente and do a remote broadcast. On the veranda overlooking the pool deck, you can experience the entire thing.
I like that. Now,
you can keep your clothes on or take them off, but I guarantee you before you leave, you're going to be natural.
Well, radio is theater
natural.
Of the mind. Very nice. Now, Deb, give us the website again for Caliente if people want to learn more.
You can find out everything you need to know at www.calienteresorts.com.
Now, there is one question we have to ask before we end this. Now, during this interview, are you au naturel as we speak?
Well, because it's a little chilly this morning, I am not completely au naturel.
There we go.
Okay. Definitely topless.
Fun. Well, see that? That is a first for this radio program.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Now I'm naked.
Very nice.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? That was very, very quick. I mean, that is with a Olympic speed you were able to accomplish that.
I have sweatpants on, you know?
Very nice.
Oops, now they're gone.
Very, very nice.
So
well, Deb
funny.
Bowen, this has been a fascinating conversation, to say the least, and it's important to take a look at something that a lot of people really don't, and it was nice to kind of shine a light. And I'm just thinking, Caliente proportionally probably sells more sunscreen than even Disney World.
You need enough for your lips and your nose and everything else that's exposed.
All of them and all that fun stuff. All right, Deb Bowen, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Open challenge for remote broadcast.
Very nice. I sense that you were becoming slightly uncomfortable as the interview was progressing.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just...
thinking?
No, I'm not thinking at all.
Wondering?
No, not intrigued. That's not the word to use.
This is not a Christina Stoffo type of thing.
This is not a Stoffo type of thing.
All right. But for some people, I guess it is.
Hey, you know, to each his own.
Empty nesters, honey, the kids are gone.
I didn't realize that it was like a vacation spot where you can then transition into a living spot.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like you go, you try it out, you try it on, or you try it off, and you know, it fits or it doesn't.
The nudist timeshare, you know, the whole thing.
The nudist timeshare.
And then when she admitted she was topless, I was just blown away.
Were you?
I started thinking about all the other guests we've ever had on this show. And, you know, have any of them been? I don't know.
I doubt it. Why are you thinking about that?
Why? Does that make me a bad person?
No.
I'm a man.
Just makes you a man.
I'm a man.
Just makes you a man.
And I think a certain way, and I'm wired to be the way that I am. So what about this remote? Are we doing it? See, as soon as I brought this up, your face, you shot me a look like hell no, never, ever. Not to mention the fact that she's 3,000 miles away from where we are.
Oh, good. No, I'm not sure I would want to go there for a remote, but that's not because I don't think the place is interesting or people might find it interesting. I just think that I don't want to go there.
I'll make a deal. If we go, I'll take my top off.
And if we go, I won't. Okay?
Wow. See, we talked about on the show last week, should we have the woman on? We had her on and she was fun.
She was fun.
She was fun.
All right.
Don't know if we're going to have her on again, but it was fun. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm fully clothed, Christina Stoffo.
Yes. And we are quite the Puritan America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you from New York City. Imagine growing your own vegetables in a back alley in New York City. Well, more and more are thinking green, if only to improve the quality of living. This resident lives in Harlem.
One thing I do is, if you live in an apartment, maybe if you have a roof, I grow a garden on my roof. And that also helps a little bit. You know, having green plants absorbs carbon dioxide and reduces heat gain in cities. So if you live in a city and you have an apartment and you have access to a roof, grow a garden up there. I try to grow all native plants, native grasses and stuff, so it's good for the local wildlife. We have it in New York, believe it or not. And it also reduces the heat gain and helps the environment.
Yankee ingenuity in one of our first Yankee cities. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you feel stressed trying to achieve work-life balance? Stop trying.
Work-life balance puts too many limits on you. The first limit is place. Work occurs at the office, personal happens at home.
The second limit is time. You work 9 to 5. Your personal life revolves around your work hours.
The third limit is reconciliation. You try to spend roughly equal amounts of time at home and at work over the course of the day or week.
But it's impossible to divide your life into two parts. You'll be happier if you give up the balancing act.
Live one life all the time. Don't segment. Think holistically. Flow effortlessly between the areas.
Bring your worlds together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.